Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
AJ, what do you got?
Yo, what's up, Craig and Evan?
What's up, kid?
What's up?
What's up, man? Do you know why the game was canceled tonight?
Yeah, the tornado was coming in, and they're worried about going from black and white to color, and then little people foobarring a woman's attempt to get home, and then there being some bad women with weird, kind of pointy hats on, also trying to make her disappear, and then there's this weird kind of water that melted people.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh.
Well, you're wrong. The reason why is because me and my girlfriend are about to go to the game tonight. We have tickets.
Okay.
The reason why we had tickets is because it's Bark at the Park at Citi Field.
Okay.
So me and my girlfriend are going to take our mini golden retriever.
No, don't do that. Don't do
park.
That. Don't
yeah, but what does
but
that have to do
why,
with?
Because of the weather.
Yeah.
Because of the weather and people bringing their dogs to the ballpark, any type of significant weather, they're going to cancel the game for the safety of not only humans, but the dogs.
Hold on a second. I love dogs. Okay. I have a dog. I love my dogs. You cannot cancel a Met game because the dogs may be scared of thunder. I'm sorry. You can't do that.
Ooh, I've got an idea. Don't bring dogs to baseball games. How about that for an idea?
Well, Bark at the Park's amazing.
No,
well,
it's not.
If you haven't done it, definitely do it.
Well, AJ, AJ.
What's so amazing about Bark in the Park? What's great about it?
Because you're making memories either
with whom?
It's your wife or your girlfriend. You bring your dog to the park. You take pictures in City Field, on the field. And you know what? You maybe get lucky later.
You may get lucky later. Hopefully not with the dog.
If you need Bark in the Park for your girlfriend to sleep with you, it might be time to find a new girlfriend, yeah?
No, she's a good girl.
And did she ever question why the only game she gets to go to with you is Bark in the Park?
No, we go to plenty.
Oh, okay,
plenty
good.
Games. Well,
good.
She's a Met fan, and I'm a Yankee fan.
Gotcha,
so
gotcha.
I do take her, but we flip flop.
That's good. Well, listen, I think if that's why they canceled it, again, out of an abundance of caution for animal safety.
Maybe they just
shouldn't allow animals in the park.
As somebody that likes and respects Bark at the Park and loves his dog.
No, you don't.
I do. And I think
you don't like Bark at the Park.
No, I think it's a great concept. I wouldn't do it because my dog would freak out at every other dog he sees. But that's why I make a decision not to bring him. You can't cancel the game. Now, if you want to cancel Bark at the Park and say to you, AJ, hey, look, we're so sorry. We're going to give you a free ticket. We apologize. We're not allowing dogs in tonight because of thunder. Fine, I understand it. You can't cancel a game because of it, though.
Just out of curiosity, in your experience, AJ, ballpark, you don't have to be exact. How many people bring their dogs to Bark in the Park?
I would say 60.
60?
Because the Pepsi Cola section is totally filled with dogs. For that night. I've done it once. Yeah.
And where does the dog go to the bathroom?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I don't know. It's all right. I get it. Yeah. It's I've always been against this.
Well, you're wrong.
It's dumber than bringing your newborn to the game.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
We as individuals.
Oh, but the dog's going to love the experience. No, he's not.
Well, he may love the smells. I mean, the smells of a ballpark. Don't dogs love smells? Yes, that's the best part of the walk.
They smell.
They do. So could you imagine the smell at the ballpark?
I love the smell.
And what's a better smell, Craig, than wet dog?
Hey.
That's a smell right there,
hey,
bro.
Honey, I got to tell you, that Shake Shack smells delicious. Was that duty? What am I smelling here? It's like the waft of urine coming past me. Is Shake Shack changing their menu items?
The bark at the park is a great concept. But you cannot cancel a game because of it. And the more I look at this forecast...
We don't know if they did either.
Okay, but the more I look at this forecast, why did they cancel this game?
Maybe because of the bark in the park?
Craig, there's no storm in the area. I'm looking at the map. Where's there a storm out, Rosie?
There's none. He's saying this.
The weather expert. Where's the storm?
It's not. It's a conspiracy theory. Something's going on with the Mets.
There's something going on with the Mets.
And that's why they postponed the game tonight.
Well, dude, there is no storm, Craig.
Are the Phillies or Red Sox home tonight?
We know the Orioles are.
I'm just trying to think of like an East Coast like storm pattern.
The Red Sox are home tonight. The game has not been postponed.
Okay. And the Orioles-Yankees game has not been postponed
either. Craig, there is no storm outside.
Yeah.
We looked out. I just looked at the radar. There's nothing. It's 5 o'clock. The game's in 2 hours. There's still no storm. I want to ask this again because now I'm starting to get annoyed.
Call the Mets up.
Why was this game postponed?
You
could have waited a little bit longer. Like, people aren't leaving to the ballpark till 5 o'clock.
Here's the release that was put out. Due to rain, the game was canceled.
There is no rain.
That's what they said.
Craig, there's no storm. And if there was a storm, it was hours ago now. Where was the storm? What are we doing here? And again, I disagree. I don't think the Mets did anything nefarious here. They lost a date. They took a single admission game of tonight.
Yeah.
They get to refund everybody if you so choose or trade it in for another game. And now there's a single admission game tomorrow. They lost a date.
Yeah.
So I get it. Financially, this hurts the Mets. I admit that.
Sure.
But why the hell did they cancel this game, Craig?
Well, call the Mets and ask them, Tommy.
Well, they're just going to say the same crap they tweeted out.
Listen, it's not raining. There's no rain in the forecast. Hey, Tommy, do me this favor. Call the guy, whoever it is that you call at the Mets, who's a nice guy, and say, just have to ask, is tonight's cancellation in any way connected to the promotion of bring your four-legged animal to the game? Just ask.
Yeah, because that's just not a weird thing to ask him, and that's like not uncomfortable
just
to do. Bark in the park. How about conspiracy theory with the tinfoil hat on go call, or this banana who only cares that his car's in Queens, so he's trying to dig up
controversy. I care about going to the game, and I think Met fans who have tickets care about going to the game.
Well, then they should call the
Mets. Look out for people who bought tickets to a game who are looking outside saying, why the hell am I not going to Citi Field tonight?
Craig has some copy.
Here's the Twitter. With severe weather in the area, we are thinking about everyone's safety, so tonight's game has been postponed. Here's the issue with that. According to you guys, there is no severe weather.
Craig, I'm looking at a radar.
Earlier
today, the game wasn't earlier today.
Hold on a second.
The game's tonight.
Earlier today, there was a big concern about tornado, wind, and hail. I know my kids were sent home from school early because of it. So let's be fair about that. But there's no weather in the forecast now.
Yes. And why? You want to cancel the game at 5 o'clock, like right now? Okay. Before people are really heading out there.
So, Tommy, I know you don't want to do it, but we're making you do it. I need you to call the guy at the Mets, and you could even preface it by saying, I don't want to be making this call. They're making me make the call.
Oh, they already know that over there. We have that relationship.
Okay,
so when I call to get you free stuff or figure out who's pitching on Friday night so Evan can see that guy pitch and
it's
all the self-serving
the
stuff.
Stop talking
it's really
about
for the
me.
People.
No, it
How
is.
How do you know I didn't already text the guy?
Gloogie, there's 25,000 people, all of which listen to this radio station and this show. Have you seen the numbers? That want to know, why am I not going to the game tonight? Yes, I happen to be going to the game tonight, but I care about them. When I want to know when Max Scherzer's pitching, because Met fans go to the ballpark to watch people pitch sometimes. It's not all about me. It's about the people. I think one of the reasons our show is successful is because we care about the people.
Did you shake your Christmas presents before you opened them?
I mean,
you strike me as
a
guy like
Listen,
that.
Just call them up and just ask, is the bark in the park connected to the cancellation?
No problem. But if I get a standard political answer, I don't want any follow-ups.
Just make the call while you're drinking the coffee I bought you.
It's delicious.
Okay, and just ask them.
I'll make the call.
And they could say, no, nothing to do with it, and that's it.
Okay. We're on the record.
It turns it into an attack on us. You want free stuff.
By the way,
care about me.
I've never asked for anything free from the New York Mets. Now, I can't speak for my partner, but I've never asked for anything.
All I do is funnel the New York Mets money. That's all I do is funnel them cash. Like when I took my family to the game yesterday, that was all me funneling cash to the New York Metropolitans.
And you were happy to do it.
So I don't want to hear a word about free stuff.
But I don't see him on the phone right now, and that's what bothers me. Because it shouldn't take that long.
Well, I have to get you guys the reads. I have to get you guys reads. I have producer duties.
I'm not taking a break until you make the call.
Oh, well, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do the I'm not taking a break till I call them.
Is that right?
If you find out at 519 or 525, the world is not going to collapse here. Everybody take a deep breath. As usual, I'll step up for the three babies that don't want to do anything. I'll be the adult.
I'm assuming I'm the third. How'd I get thrown into this?
It might be the biggest. I will call. Go run that
We're not taking a break till the call's made. And
he will not have ultimatums put to him, Craig. It's just that simple.
Okay, that's fine. The next guy will.
Why is this the thing he gets all like angry about?
Maybe he's all hopped up on the free caffeine he's drinking right now. Yeah, and he forgot about raising his hand and getting permission to talk on the air. And he still hasn't called the Mets.
Why? I mean, it's not that difficult.
Keep it up and I won't.
Okay. By the way, do not bring those pieces of paper in here. Don't bring them in here.
I'm not. Paul is.
Nobody is. That door is off limits for you guys. There's professionals in here trying to work. Wow. That's the hill he's going to die on?
This is the hill.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the thing after a year and a half that broke him. Calling the Mets about a rainout.
He's already talked to the Mets three times earlier today. Just pick up the phone. You know the guy's number. Hey, does this have anything to do with Bark in the Park?
Rosie, why don't you? I think you should call the Mets since you have a conspiracy anyway that this is all being done for some I don't know what reason.
No, well, Tommy's going to do it.
Is he?
You're damn right he's going to do it.
Tommy's going to call the Mets.
I can assure you, Tommy's going to do it.
I don't know.
And the severe weather was really north and west of the city. Nothing for New York City from the radar I saw today.
There was an issue. I know this. They were worried about people's safety hours ago. Fair enough. Getting to the stadium.
Yeah, I think the Mets were concerned.
That's what the issue was.
Or at least they're trying to get across that they're concerned about the travel.
They were
from
overly concerned, though. Like, I totally respect canceling a game before people start commuting.
Yeah, you have to if you can.
But they did it even earlier than they needed to.
Okay.
If they waited an hour and saw how the storm didn't develop in Queens.
Let me be devil's advocate on that.
Yeah.
There's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't on that. Where if they wait to, and it's, you know, I don't know what each person's own time is, where it's too late, you screwed me,
5 o'clock.
I'm on my way.
5 o'clock.
So I think they're trying to do the right thing. Because remember last year, they were criticized for waiting so long.
But I'm giving you a specific answer to your question, because it's a great question. I'm saying between 5 and 5:30 is a fair cutoff for people. I really do. Now, are you going to find a few people that are traveling 3 hours to go to a game?
No matter what you do, you're going to find someone pissed.
Of course you are. But I think 5 to 5:30 is fair. And if they waited till 5, would they have canceled tonight's game?
I don't believe so.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Because whatever this threat of wind, tornado and hail has clearly dissipated.
And by the way,
and Baltimore's playing the Yankees and the Red Sox are playing whoever they play.
And I really believe this, not that the Mets are thinking this, it's kind of why I don't buy conspiracy theories. This rainout hurts the New York Mets, in my opinion. They now have to play a doubleheader. They don't have an off day this week. Remember, they're playing Thursday afternoon against the Cardinals. Then they're going to go to Colorado where a million runs are scored. Like, their bullpen now. And then, by the way, they go right to San Francisco, play that series. They don't have an off day till next Thursday. Like, this is not good for the baseball team.
Fair point.
It's just not.
So what's the reason? Why did they do it then?
I think, I don't have a conspiracy, Paulie. I'm with Craig. I think they were
trying to be, cautious in advance.
I'm criticizing that they were too cautious. I don't believe there's a conspiracy. Because this doesn't help the Mets.
I think they were trying to do the right thing. And it's hard to kill them for that. But it turns out this one kind of bit him in the ass because the way the weather played out, the threat of wind and power outages and all that stuff didn't materialize.
Ultimately, here's why it's totally not about me. I can go to tomorrow night's game. I'm a season ticket holder. It's not a big deal. It really isn't. But if you did buy tickets for tonight, Monday night against the Cardinals, this sucks for you.
Absolutely. Sure. You're a man of the people. You're Thomas Paine. Common sense.
Thank you.
Don't use our stuff from last week on us this week. Like, we remember what we said last week.
I just wanted to make sure I was listening.
Why are you talking at all? You talk when we ask you to talk.
Have you called the Mets yet, Lou?
My mistake. I apologize.
It's okay.
What's the answer?
They didn't pick up. I left the message.
That is such bull crap.
Now I'm a liar? You're going to call me a liar, then I'm not going to do anything. Okay. And I'm being serious. Okay. Don't call me a liar, dude.
I did call, and they didn't answer.
Oh, what a concept. Somebody not picking up the phone when the most popular station in the world is blasting them constantly. You think the freaking PR guy doesn't listen? Yeah. Come on, man.
Why didn't you call from in there? Why did you leave the room to call?
Because there's nonsense going on here, and I don't want to be like, oh, Tommy, and then what you saying? What you saying? And then you get me all freaking aggravated like this. I'm already aggravated because the Mets are going to be bad. The Yankees have the best damn record. We got a hit from Ranger fans every day. I'm pissed off. And then you have me going on these wild goose chases.
I like a lot of what you just said, by the way.
Let's take each one of those things very quickly.
Yes. You got it.
What's the wild goose chase? We told you specifically who to call and what to ask.
And I did, and no one answered, so I left a message.
So that's not a wild goose chase. That's very
specific. It's a wild goose chase in the sense that we've pulled this out of thin air because we have to create this canceled.
Here's the second thing.
Conspiracy.
Well, there's no rain. It's kind of weird, dude.
As a Met fan, you're upset that the Yankees are in first place and rolling, and you're now dealing with injuries. And, you know, as Evan correctly pointed out a moment ago, while you were allegedly making a call outside of the studio,
I did.
That, you know, their schedule's tough over the next week and a half. That a losing streak is coming.
A doubleheader is not beneficial to the New York Mets.
And you're bothered by that. I don't know what else is crawling under your skin.
Ranger fans too, because most of them are Yankee fans. I just have a deep rooted hatred. There'll never be peace. It's very personal with me and Yankee fans. Very personal. I hate them.
You hate Yankee,
Yankee fans. Mm-hmm. Like Big Mac, hate them.
Yeah, clearly.
You hate Craig too?
Well, Craig's a Met fan, but you know.
BT, you hate Brandon Tierney?
BT, listen, he's a pretty cocky Yankee fan, so he would fit in that category.
It's all coming out now. Yeah. He hates Yankee fans. He's pissed that the Rangers won. He doesn't like making phone calls to teams when we ask him to.
Wild goose chase,
but he has no problem drinking a free coffee.
I don't. It tastes good, too.
No problem whatsoever.
Decaffeinated.
When he heard that I was buying coffee for everybody, we'll get one. He didn't hesitate on that. He's all good on that. Wild goose chases he's on, though.
I know why he asked for decaf now, though. That's what's yes. I mean, jeez. Yeah,
he had a tough weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
Was your wife away for the weekend or something? all by yourself to know what to do?
I just can't believe this is the thing that caused him to pop.
I think it's just a build-up. Yeah,
I think it was the dog park element. I don't think he wanted to call the Mets and go, is it because of the...
Of the dogs.
Right.
It's because of the dogs.
14
right.
golden retrievers and pugs were coming to the game tonight. Is that why he canceled it?
That theory was based on a caller you screened to put on the air.
Yeah.
Craig and I didn't think of that.
No, but Craig was already moved past it, and he was just ripping, bringing the dogs to the park. And then the banana in the newsroom, Rosie Von Vincent, came in here and went, conspiracy theory, and that's like music to Craig's ears. Me getting mad, Evan getting mad, Big Mac getting mad, or conspiracy theory are Craig's favorite topics. So when he heard that, call the Mets.
Boy.
I don't want to call the Mets. I don't care.
You know what I realized? He hates you.
I love Craig.
Not like
no, him. That's BS.
Don't walk about.
No, that's not true.
You can hear it in his voice. A volcano explosion.
No, this is not an explosion.
I'm taking it.
Do not take it that way. Don't you start too. Now you're making it worse. Don't you start the yes, because that's what you are. You're a big S starter, Ev.
Can you turn your mic off?
Yes, I
know. You know the rules. You're not allowed to speak unless you raise your hand. And we allowed you to there, so you should be thankful for that.
He does not like it.
He doesn't like
it. I'd actually be scared for your safety.
No, I'm not worried about that, but he doesn't like me. He's probably going to have a meeting with Spike.
We can do better.
Imagine that. He's been here 15 years. He's only been a part of a number one show when I'm around. He's brought nothing to any other show. All of a sudden, now he's getting a little cocky.
He did a lot for my Saturday
show. I don't want to call the Mets. I don't want to ask him about Bark in the Park. There's no other reason the Mets cancel the game because the weather's perfect outside.
Hold on,
let me take another look.
There, look outside.
Well,
this
to be
is
fair, the
direct
TV signal did go down for a while.
Oh, stop. It's cloudy. It goes down.
Saying, it might be drizzling. It's possible.
Really?
Drizzling? Yeah, NEM's fine, though.
I can't believe they canceled this game.
Here's Ian in Westchester. Ian, what's going on, kiddo?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
All right.
So, Evan.
Yes.
Before I get to my rainout point here.
Hold on one second. Hey, Tommy, will you put my ice cream back in the freezer for me?
If you say please, I will, yes.
Please, thank you. It's melting. Go ahead, Aiden, what do you got?
Yes.
So, Evan, if the Mets are the champions of, if the Yankee fans say they're the champions of May, then well, the Mets fans are champions of April, because I feel like that's been a Mets thing for a long time.
But don't you think the Met fan, despite their success, despite the record that they have, and it is May, don't you think most Met fans are waiting for doom? So, like, we really don't have May parades if you acknowledge, and maybe you disagree with me, Ian, that Met fans in general, maybe not myself at times, but we're waiting for doom, then why would we have a May parade?
That's a fair point, but also,
thank you. You might want to, you should do as Met fans. Because it's been so long, I think every month that you're in first place, You should celebrate.
No. Do you remember last year?
I do.
Yeah.
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 90 days in first place.
And I want to make something clear. I don't think this team will end up like last year's team. I want to make that clear. I'm not being that negative, but there are these weird fears of, we're in first place in April, we're in first place in May, we're in first place in June. None of that matters unless you're in first place on October 4th. That's the only thing that matters. So I'm not concerned the Mets are going in a deep slump. I'm not saying that, but I am concerned that they are about to enter their roughest patch of the season.
By the way, in Long Island City right now, it's pouring like there's Armageddon. So I don't know what maps you're looking at.
I was looking at the weather.
You said there's no rain. There are people in rowboats right now.
No, there aren't.
In Long Island City trying to navigate.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let me get an update.
Yeah.
Rowboats. You got to be kidding me. Right now, according to the Weather Channel app, there's no rain. Mostly cloudy, 71 degrees.
And now I got, no joke, a lot of people on Twitter going, Evan Roberts said there's no rain, and almost on cue, the heavens opened up.
Did it?
Looking at it.
I'm looking at an app, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not. First of all, we have a
shade
down.
You should apologize to the Mets.
I'm not apologizing. I'm looking at the app. I'm looking at the radar.
But I'm looking at, there's people on the roads. They're crashing everywhere.
Where?
One guy in Long Island City. One guy in Morristown.
Craig, I'm looking at the radar. There's no green, red, or yellow anywhere.
And now, okay, how about this? Another guy just sent me full-on traffic, one lane, torrential downpours.
Where?
Right now on the LIE.
Dude, I'm showing you a radar map.
I'm not.
Do you see the radar?
Yeah, there's rain everywhere.
No, there isn't.
That's all those green and orange dots.
Dude, that's all. There's rain in Stamford right now. And
Stamford's not that far away, bud.
Hold on. I did a close-up.
Yeah, do a close-up. I'm looking at guys trying to travel.
Okay.
I got the Cross Bronx. I'm looking at, what's it called? Northern State Parkway. Is that what you guys call
it? Yeah, it looks like Manhattan's getting hammered. Okay. I see it now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mamaroneck getting hit.
How about this, Evan?
Yeah.
A guy just sent me from 15 minutes ago. Rockland County. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't see 10 feet in front of you.
This is weird. I was just looking at the radar. There was nothing.
Let me say this to people who are listening.
Yeah.
I want to apologize on behalf of my coworkers because I relied on them. I got let down more than any of you. I'm in the same boat as you. I listened to Evan and Vincent Von Vincent and Mr. Sensitive. Not so much Big Mac,
but
the rest of you. It's not raining. It's not gonna rain. The Mets did their fans a disservice. It's about the dogs. And I'm sure many of you who are listening to us are sitting in this torrential downpour going, what the F are these people talking about? I can't see 5 feet in front of me. I apologize to all of you.
I will only apologize for the fact that I'm looking at a radar.
I got to take this call. Mike's in Garden City. Mike, are you near Citi Field right now, buddy?
I just drove past Citi Field on the Grand Central.
And how is it?
It was pouring. Monsoon. Absolute monsoon. Evan, I DM'd you a video.
Oh, did you? Let me tell
you. Your DMs on Twitter. I just drove by LaGuardia, and you can't even see in front of you.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. I see it.
So, again, for those of you who are frustrated in listening to this show, as we are trying to figure out why a Met game was canceled on a gorgeous May evening, we apologize. We now take ownership of and recognize that the weather is exactly
all
what
right.
the Mets were afraid
all
of.
All right, here's the thing.
You owe them an apology.
Let me take care of this. Two things. Number one, I apologize. Number two, I'm done with the Weather Channel app. I got to delete it.
I've been looking at a radar, Craig. Come over here.
What is
I believe
this?
You.
Yeah, dude, I'm reading what it says about Queens. I'm looking at a radar. It did have green bands, but it wasn't like everywhere. I apologize.
Jimmy Two Times just sent me the same weather radar, and it's filled with big orange and yellow and green bubbles. It's raining, jackass. So. I mean,
right.
I apologize. I just have to apologize.
And I want to thank our last caller. I'm now looking at his video.
about it. He took a video while driving.
Yeah.
First of all, that's not very safe, but it's bad out.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job by the Mets. I apologize.
New York Sports just went out for a walk in East Elmhurst, Queens, got drenched.
You know what you should feel about
this
one?
How about you like this one?
Yeah.
Hey, Evan. Excuse me. Hey, Craig. Tell your jackass partner that on his recommendation, I went outside thinking it wasn't raining. I almost drowned.
Don't you also owe an apology?
I owe an apology, yes.
No, don't you think you owe an apology?
For what?
You made poor Loogie call the Mets and berate them about why they rained the game out.
He didn't call the Mets.
Did you call the Mets in all seriousness?
I'm not worried about it.
All right.
It's all good. And now all these people are sending me all their weather apps, and they're going, how could anyone look at this and say, there's no rain? I happen to agree with everyone.
I was looking at the app. I was. Listen, I also need to confess something. I took meteorology.
Got a break.
I took meteorologist class.
Yeah, we all understand what you mean.
I got a D minus in that class. I tried, so I guess I wasn't greatest at reading weather reports.
More of your calls as you hope not to drown in the deluge that's hitting the area right now. And do for all, be safe. If you have to pull over, certainly pull over. Evan apologizes to all of you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.